Good. Hello.
Good day.
Can you tell me your full name, please?
My full name is Leonid Kotelnikov.
Good, Lena. May I see your passport?
Here you are, please.
Good, thank you. Now, in the first part of the test, Leonard, I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself.
Okay.
All right, let's start. Let's talk first about what you study. You've been a student recently, Leonard?
Yeah, I have. I actually just graduated from CTU University and I did my Master of Professional Accounting.
Good. And previous to that, what was the course that you did previous to your master's?
Before that, I got an education in St. Petersburg. I got my bachelor in economics.
I see. And did anyone encourage you to choose your previous course?
Not really. I think it was my decision.
Yes, good. What was more interesting for you, the attending classes or reading some course materials?
I think it's more interesting to attend classes, and in particular, if a lecture very good in that.
In retrospect, looking back, are you happy that you chose that particular course?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's talk next about visitors to your country. Do many people from other countries visit your country?
Yes, I think that nowadays a lot of people visit our countries in comparison with the past.
And have you ever met any foreign tourists in your country?
Yes, actually, last 15 years I lived in St. Petersburg, and from time to time I could recognize people from other countries.
What are the main countries of the tourists? Where would they mainly come from, do you think?
It's actually different, but I think there's a lot of German people on the streets, and probably some people from other parts of Europe, like Finland.
How important is tourism to the economy of your country?
I think it's quite important because, first of all, a lot of people involved in this industry. We are talking about transportation industry, we are talking about hotel industry, we are talking about restaurants, cafes, and so on. So it's quite important.
Do you think tourism will increase or decrease over the next few years in Russia?
If we are talking about tourism in Russia during last probably 12 years, there was a big a dramatic increase of the tourist industry, but probably in recent years, due to the financial crisis, it can be recognized a small fall.
All right, now I'd like to talk about watching movies. Can you tell me the last film that you saw?
The last film which I saw was the film, it was a documentary film, which is called Amber, Russian Tiger.
And how often would you watch that movie again, do you think?
I don't think so, because it's just an interesting story of journalist which was traveling around Eastern Siberia and south part, and I think probably not.
Is there any one movie that you do like watching again several times or have watched several times?
Yes, I can remember some of them. For instance, one of them called Doctor Zhivago, and basically it is necessary to watch this movie probably a few times just to understand the main idea.
Do you prefer going to the cinema in the daytime or at night?
I don't think it's a big difference for me. Probably it's just a matter of your business. For instance, in daytime, as usual, we are busy, so probably at night it's even easier for us to arrange.
All right, would you watch a whole movie on a small screen, such as an iPod?
I actually can do it, but probably I don't enjoy this because at home I have a widescreen TV.
All right, good. Let's move on to part two of the speaking test. I'll show you a card. The topic is to describe an occasion when you brought a special gift or present for somebody.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
All right, Leonard, are you ready to start?
Yes, I'm going to describe an occasion which I recently have got, and when I bought a few souvenirs for my relatives. In particular, it was about 2 months ago when we visited Cairns, it's North Queensland, with my wife, and we did a trip to Kuranda village. It's a small village which is situated in the heart of rainforest, and we actually used an old railway to get to this place, and it's quite interesting. At the end of the trip, we have got a sky rail, yes, it's called sky rail, to get to the Cairns. But by the way, there are a few markets in this area, in this Kuranda village, and everybody in this area knows that it's possible to find very good souvenirs there. All of them are craft and handmade. And probably this is because a lot of hippie people live in this area, so they produce a lot of creative things. And we could find some of them and buy for my relatives. But at that time, I actually find a very good art gallery there. It's art gallery with Aboriginal arts. I like their paintings because there are a lot of energy in them, and I bought some of them. In particular, two for my sister and for my mother as well. I think that they use like unusual way of painting, and they use very bright colors. And when I see on these pictures, I can get a bit of energy of them.
And would you like to receive a present like that yourself?
Yeah, sure. Probably that's why I have chosen them.
And do you like buying presents?
Yes, I do. Sometimes it can be difficult for some people, but I like to make a present.
All right, thank you. Let's move on to part three of the speaking test. We've been talking about a time when you bought a special gift for someone, and now I want to discuss a few more general questions connected to this.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, let's talk about giving presents. When do people give presents in your culture?
A lot of occasions. It can be birthday. It can be some celebrations. Usually it's Happy New, it's a New Year. It's also Christmas, Easter, and so on.
What kind of presents do you think adults should give to children?
Mm-hmm. It can be different presents. Probably something interesting which can develop their children's, I know, like a book or even some gadgets.
Is it ever acceptable to give money as a present?
I think it's acceptable, but it's not a very creative or good idea. And, you know, some children can just spend money and they don't leave anything for themselves.
All right, let's talk now about receiving presents. What are some ways people show gratitude when they receive a present?
If, for instance, there is like a normal celebration like Christmas or New Year, people just exchange presents.
Is it considered rude to unwrap a present in the presence of the person who gave it to you?
I think it should be wrapped because it's a present. It doesn't matter what's inside. But it should like look like a present.
And would it be rude in Russian culture to unwrap the present?
Unwrapped? Yes.
In front of the person who gave it to you?
Yeah, it's normal because everybody would like to know and hold to the first reaction.
Is there anything people should avoid doing or saying when they receive a present in your country?
I'm probably some shy person.
And what should they avoid doing or saying, do you think?
Avoid? I think that probably they can just be relaxed. And
are there any situations when a person should not accept the gift?
Yes, there can be some situation when people shouldn't accept gifts, in particular if you're talking about job Or if you're talking about some relationship between people, which can involve some conflict of interest.
Would you agree or disagree with the statement that people sometimes give expensive presents and spend instead of spending time with a person?
Oh, it's a good thing, a good note, and I think it's first of all applicable to children. That probably sometimes it is better to spend more time with children and give them more time instead of presents.
Do you think, that people give when they give presents, they usually expect something in return.
Yes, just a smile and thank you.
And does giving and receiving presents sometimes have negative rather than positive results?
I don't know, probably it can be related to children and parents as well. And sometimes they expect something special, as I can remember. In Russia, when we celebrated the New Year, before that, all children, write a letter to the Santa Claus and order some special present for them. So when they receive them, some of them can be unsatisfied.
Do you think it's inappropriate that if you receive a present that you don't really like or you have no use for, to actually pass on as another present to somebody else?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's better to keep. Probably, it's in my opinion, it doesn't matter what kind of present is it. It should be like attention to somebody, and that's it.
All right, thank you very much, Lena. That is the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.
All right, Jana, what would you grade?